And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of November, 2024. The release of the documentary, I Am an Animal, the story of Ingrid Newkirk and PETA, was on this day in 2007. This film is a candid and introspective look at the beliefs and motives of Ingrid Newkirk, the British-born co-founder and driving force behind People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, the world's largest animal rights organization. This American documentary, directed by Matthew Galkin, focuses on Newkirk, one of the most influential personalities globally. As the president and co-founder of the PETA organization, actively championing animal rights since 1980, Newkirk's contributions to improving the living conditions of animals are indisputable. Newkirk has shunned the spotlight throughout her life. We get to know her intimately, not only through exclusive interviews, which she rarely grants to the media, but also through the narratives of PETA activists and the perspectives of both supporters and critics. The film includes a personal perspective on her daily routine of balancing her own life and protecting the lives of animals. It exposes her willingness to go to the extreme in her fight for animal rights. Due to her commitment and dedication to the fight for ethical treatment of animals, the film illustrates why PETA is one of the most successful animal rights organizations. Ingrid Newkirk, who said, "There comes a time when we decide there is a laboratory or a slaughterhouse where we must get inside. Our investigator will go into one of these facilities if they can obtain employment and start documenting, which means getting video camera evidence, getting evidence with still photography, and getting copious notes. The investigator will try to find places where they should be, where they can record conversations and opportunities to show the public what is going on. Investigations are so important because nobody believes what you're saying. You can't just have words. You have to have pictures. You have to have video." Matthew Galkin was asked in an interview why he chose to film this documentary, and he claimed that it was a classic David and Goliath story of advocating on behalf of animals. He wanted to raise awareness and encourage animal rights activism. If you haven't heard of Ingrid Newkirk before, this documentary will ensure that you won't forget her after watching. She's tough, fearless, driven, a brilliant strategist, and perhaps the most famous animal rights activist in the world. And today is the Newbury Vegan and Eco Living Market at 17 Marketplace in Newbury, United Kingdom, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. At this market, you can expect to see a wide range of vendors, including delicious vegan street food, tasty baked goods, ethical fashion brands, cruelty-free cosmetics, as well as local and national charities and outreach stalls. With a fantastic selection of independent brands and businesses to support, there really will be something for everyone to enjoy. Please visit Vegan Fairs website for more information. And here is a prayer for today by Yugen Doshin Yamada. With great devotion, we pray for the good health of our dear animal friends. We send healing energy to all who may be sick or injured. We employ all effort to remove both physical and spiritual obstacles that might prevent our dear animal friends living long, happy lives. We recognize as humans, we are often the cause of illness to our dear animal friends through confined animal feeding lots, keeping our dear animal friends in unclean facilities, inflicting injuries, ignoring symptoms of disease, and a general apathy for our dear animal friends. We also pray for the long life and good health for all the folks who are working diligently at caring for the health of our dear animal friends, veterinarians, veterinary assistants, animal rescuers, animal investigators, and sanctuaries. A prayer for our dear farmed animal friends by Yugen Doshin Yamada. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to stand up for the lives of animals today.